Yeah, if this was an airplane, we'd have to have somebody on the boat.
Sandra's going away, so we'll be okay. And she'll be flying first class all the way to the front. Hello, you have a first class seat, and we were pretending this was an airplane. And the one aisle had seats and the other aisle didn't. But since you're here now, you got first class seating.
First class, all right.
Yeah. Well, good morning. Let me catch you up with a couple of things here first before I forget it. United Methodist Children's Home has always been known as the United Methodist Children's Home. And then when we did the Madison branch, it ended up being the Madison Youth Branch, but it's part of the United Methodist. Well, since things have changed and so many other things, the United Methodist Children's Home changed its name. Did you get notice of that, Betty? No? Okay. It's going to be known as Residing Hope. Because they, let me just share with you what they say, why they did it. Yeah. The United Methodist Children's Home is changing its name. So, they're not changing anything with just their name.
They're not changing Madison, are
no. Nothing's changed except the name, or what they refer to. For over a century, the Children's Home has been guided by an unwavering commitment to serving children and families throughout the state of Florida with compassion, integrity, and faith. And since our beginning in 1908, the Florida Methodist Orphanage is what it used to be called before they changed it to the Children's Home. It used to be called the Florida Methodist Orphanage. We have expanded over the years into a diverse organization serving abused, abandoned, and neglected children. That expansion has brought the realization that we've outgrown the Children's Home name and needed something better, which represented the purpose that we serve and how we care. And the new name is Residing Hope. In their logo, they got a cross. You have to look hard to find it, but the cross is there with the ray of sunshine over the top and hands underneath. I'll give this to Betty, or I'll put it back there. The other thing is the other Bethel Church in Tallahassee, known as the Bethel Missionary Baptist Church. This is interesting. They have got a, it's really important, but they sent me three letters about the same thing. Judy's familiar with this and being working for the nephrology doctors, but a lot of people experience kidney problems. And they are having an event that's put on by Archibald Memorial Hospital. Speaker is Dr. Daryl Crenshaw, and it's on the 27th of April from 10 to 2 to increase awareness of chronic kidney disease, promote genetic testing and clinical research, and the arm the community with tools to address kidney failure. So I'm going to put them back on the back there if anybody's interested. It's some good information, and it's so nice that some of the things that are available now, again, is coming back through the churches.